Gina Mason is the gifted programming specialist in the Park City School District. She learned to play chess when her son Sam started to compete nationally. She says that's how she got involved in the sport. She also learned how to direct tournaments while he competed around the country.
He is in college, has coached some local kids over the years. He's currently home for spring break, so he'll actually be there at the chess tournament helping me out, and some of his old students will be really happy to see him. He went to Park City High, and he played around Utah, but he's traveled across the country playing growing up, has won 8 state championships as well as placed nationally. So he was pretty wild. He was pretty wild, well-known in the chess scene. Park City High School has some students I know now who play chess, but they've never had a formal high school team. One year they did have about 4 kids compete in the state championship, and they actually came in 5th place.
Mason says the tournaments typically attract 50 to 100 people, and this year they're opening it up to anyone in the community.
For students or kids in grade kindergarten through 9th grade, and this year we're also going to have a friends and family section. So if you have a child playing in the tournament based upon their grade level, then you as a parent or a grandparent or a cousin or an aunt can play in our friends and family section, and we'll combine your scores, which is how many games each of you win, and you'll be able to win some cash prizes.
Mason has registered the tournament on the Utah Chess Association website and is hoping to attract players from Wasatch County and Salt Lake.
They play 5 rounds, and they play all the rounds, and each game, each player has 30 minutes to complete their game. The younger kids usually don't take that long, from probably 9 to about 3.
Mason says sometimes it's hard to cultivate chess as a competitive event with so many competing activities in the community.
I have this core group of kids that have just been playing chess since they were younger, and now they're at Ecker Hill, and we have a whole group that were huge at Ecker Hill when Sam was teaching chess club who play over at Treasure Mountain. So there is this hidden chess community.
The tournament is Saturday, March 30th at Ecker Hill Middle School. It starts at 9 o'clock and will go until about 3. Since it's a day-long event, they'll have concessions set up for lunch. There are chess trophies that will go to the top 5 finishers in each age group. Pre-registration is $15 until March 28th at 5 p.m. It will be $25 at the door. You can find a link on kpcw.org if you're interested in pre-registering for the tournament. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.